It is an annual event, and it's happening again tomorrow night at the Bethel Baptist Church, the annual Trunk or Treat event. And joining us to talk more about it from Bethel Baptist Church, Rick Stuffelbeam. Rick, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in with us. Christine Trunk. Christine, good morning. How are
good
you today?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks.
You're all bundled up for winter. What's going on?
It's a little snowy out today.
I know. I don't know what the heck happened. Really, it's just Halloween tomorrow, and we've got this crazy stuff. Oh, man. All right. Well, Trunk or Treat. How many annual now are we talking?
Oh, you know, we were just talking about that, and I said, I'm going to have to go back to our history books and look at that, but I know we've been doing this ever since we've had our new sanctuary there, so it's pretty at least 20 years.
Wow. So it's been going on for a while, and a really fun event. Kind of talk about the history of it and why this kind of got started at Bethel.
Well, the history of it was as we wanted to be a part. We are a part of our community. You know, here a while back, we were in a little session with our staff, and it was brought up that if we were to leave, would our community even miss us? And, you know, that's a question that is really a good one to ask. And we said, this is something that we can do as a gift to our community, to be a part of our community, to say, hey, on a day where a lot of people say that's a terrible day for in the Christian world to be, this is a place that we can come and your kids can be safe and we can be a part of your community.
Yeah, and I kind of, I do get that argument that, oh, it's, you know, All Hallows Eve or whatever and that. But it's like, for me, and I would hear people say, well, I don't believe in Halloween. It's like, I don't either. It's a chance for kids to dress up like some character and get candy. That's the way I look at it. It's
right.
Like, it doesn't have to be bad if you don't want it to.
Right.
Absolutely.
And this event is a prime example of that.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Well, let's kind of talk about what goes on. Let's talk hours and everything of the event.
Okay, so it'll be 6 to 8 at Bethel. Most of the trunks have moved inside, but we have a couple diehards that are going to be outside no matter what. So we'll have hot dogs and juice, and that is free. And I think we're at about 20 trunks now, Dad.
Right.
But more keeps getting added every day. And our theme this year is space. We did Under the Sea, so we did opposite this year. And did space.
Should have been Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what we were talking about that earlier because we were thinking that the movie had playing was Little Mermaid, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
So what do we got going on this year?
Well, it's kind of derived from camp with our summer camp program this year and back in the time when they had the Storm Area 51 thing.
Uh-huh.
And the kids kind of grasped onto that and was having fun with it. So Christine thought, well, let's just build from that. And it's kind of a space theme. When you walk in our front lobby, you'll be transported right onto the moon this year. So mm-hmm.
Not literally, so, I hope, because
no.
Things, I don't have the transporters.
You're going to be able to walk.
Don't have that down. Okay, that's good. Because I worry about that being all put back together when you get on the other end. But, so that'll be a really neat thing then. So, I mean, and really cool for the kids also, whether
sure.
they're dressed as as Buzz Lightyear or anything
sure.
else. You just want to make it fun for the kids.
That's correct.
That's right. And in our sanctuary, the nice thing about this weather, our sanctuary, how many can I hold, Dad?
Oh, we can put a lot of people.
Yeah.
No one will have to wait outside. We'll be able to put them in the building, keep them warm, and we're going to have an old space classic playing that Dad thought of. The Jetsons are going to be playing in there.
Oh, all right.
Good thinking,
Rick.
And there's we have a little photo booth in there, and we'll have probably 5 or 6 trunks inside the sanctuary, so no one will have to be outside in the cold for very long.
Well, and even I was thinking back to last year, even with the line inside, I don't think that we had to wait outside at all. We went through the few trunks that were outside, mm-hmm. but then I don't think we had to wait to get inside, though, either.
Well, we worked very hard at developing a pathway, a walkway, where we can get people in and get through as quickly as can. When we have a crowd, and sometimes we have 2,000 people show up, it's a little difficult, but we do our very best to get you in. We understand your time is valuable, be able to have some fun with the kids, be able to take some picture photo opportunities, things like that, and get tons of candy to contribute to the dental association
yeah.
here in town.
Well, and I know that you've had years where the weather wasn't great. It was cold and rainy or whatever. There's been some years when the weather was great. So I'm guessing on years like this, you probably do get a few more people to come through.
I think so. I think. It was kind of a catch-22. We're like, oh, is there going to be people staying home? No one's going to stay home on Halloween.
Oh, no.
They're just going to do it. We would have toughed it out as kids, and so now they get to be warm. And so that's important to us. And I think we did last year or the year before, we gave the first person a card and had them pass through. And I think it was 30 minutes or less that they had to wait, which is an awesome thing for 2 hours with 2,000, 3,000 people coming
through. And there's so much to do also that makes it fun. And here's something we haven't discussed yet that we talk about each year is that, you know, you're out. Sometimes if you get out there starting your trick-or-treating at like 4 o'clock or whatever, you haven't eaten dinner. Guess what? here's your opportunity to grab a right. grab a bite to eat also at no cost.
Yeah, our kitchen volunteers do a great job. Mm-hmm. They'll serve you hot dogs and have you a place to sit down, give you some punch, let you rest after you get your candy, and then you can be on your way. And you know, Tom, there's a lot of places in town that are doing this, and I would like to support all of them. We're not in competition. You know, those folks put a lot of effort into their places to go, and go check them out, because it's good. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess more indoor trick-or-treating is good on a day like tomorrow.
Yep, that's exactly
and
right.
We've had people contact us from different places, Sandberg and things like that. Like, what time are you guys going? How many pieces of candy do you? We're like, oh gosh, we don't know. We start off with 25,000 and go from there.
Oh wow,
it's hard to determine candy, but so we're all on the same team for the safety of the kids, and that's been really cool this year that I've noticed more than past years. A lot of other people have reached out, so that's cool.
Christine Trone, Rick Stuffelbeam here. Trunk or treat tomorrow night, Bethel Baptist Church from 6 to 8. Christine, you mentioned that the weather might be bad, it might be snowing, and nobody's staying home. You're right. My 5-year-old told me the other day, if it's snowing, I'm not trick or treating. I'm like, yes, you are. Dad needs Snickers.
You are going.
Yes, you are.
Get your boots on and let's
exactly.
go.
Exactly. <That's laughs> We'll get you all covered up, and we're doing it. Well, but plus, the great thing is, part of it is going to be indoors also at Bethel Baptist Church.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, we have. We do have a couple people that are at our head. We sponsor a scout troop, and I talked to the leader last night. They're Boy Scouts. They want to stay outside, you know. So I said, have at it, you know. But we're going to do our very best to get you out of the cold and into our building as quickly as possible so you don't have your kids being cold.
Yeah, and the other thing is a chance, if you so choose, a chance for a little bit of fellowship as well.
Absolutely.
That's one of the neat things, but we make our lobby very open so people could have photo opportunities, but also – then the moms congregate while the kids are playing and the dads congregate. And that's one of the neat things is that's what's building community is hanging out and talking to each other. And everybody's on the same page. They're just going to try to get their kid through the line without screaming or you know, whatever it may be as a parent. So I love that part of it.
Well, and the other thing, as you said, Rick, you're doing this for the community, because if somebody thinks like, well, they're just going to try to recruit me to come to their church, that's not what it's about. You're just doing something, giving back to the community, giving a chance for kids and families to have some fun.
That's right. This is a Bethel gift to the community that we feel is very important. Of course, we love people to come in and see our church, but that's really what we're doing here. It's a gift to the community.
And been going on for a long time, maybe longer than you care to remember. Maybe that's it.
Right? I think that's it.
Yeah, so, what about the preparation? I mean, because you get done last year, do you already start preparing for this year right after, you know, like Friday, or you're preparing for next year already?
Well, we are normally really exhausted afterwards.
Well, I bet.
And we'll say, we are not going to do that next year, but we might do this next year. But I think we started talking about since camp this summer. This has been a hard year for me. I lost my father-in-law. So one of the things I love about our church family and our community is they step up when other people, I mean, for me, I couldn't, my creative brain was a little mushy this year. So Kurt Bledsoe has been awesome. We have an awesome team, and it's a lot of preparation. But it's a lot of fun doing preparation. Again, it's fellowship and it's time together. So,
well, I know it's hard also because sometimes, I mean, you know, you got to for weeks you're looking at the weather and you never really know till not too far out, because sometimes you've got a lot of different things in the past that you've had outside. But I guess whatever you prepare, if we're doing it outside, we have to be prepared to be able to do that inside as well.
Correct. And that really is a hard thing to do. You know, we've been communicating with our people and really give them the opportunity to do whichever one they want. You know, we have these volunteers that come in to do these trunks at all different themes. Some of them are more intricate than other ones. Some of them are simple. Mm-hmm. We have the folks that work in the kitchen and do that. And it's, you know, you try to communicate. Well, if this happens, this happens, this happens. Finally, you have to say, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to have to stick by it. And so we have made the decision that as many people as we can, we're going to get in the building so our guests can get in the building. So.
You know, the great thing is it's Bethel Baptist Church showing their appreciation for the community. The only thing you have to do to show your appreciation of Bethel Baptist Church is take your kids there and get some candy and get a hot dog and drink. And
That's absolutely right.
It's Trunk or Treat Bethel Baptist Church. Tomorrow evening gets underway at 6 o'clock, goes from 6 to 8. And, you know, that's the other great thing. You know, some people start trick-or-treating early and then go there at the end. Some people trick-or-treat a little bit later and then go later. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people no matter. But so expect have a little bit of a wait. But you know, just, you know, choose your time. It doesn't really matter, you know, that is going on for a couple hours. You got plenty of time to get through.
Sure. And that's one of the things we want to work with the community and not against them. So when we find out the times, we usually give people time to get home from work, get their kiddos changed, and then go visit grandparents, go visit Carl Sandburg College, go visit the other ones, and then we'll be here 6 to 8, and that time works out really well for everybody.
Yeah, that is intentional.
It's an intentional time.
That we have it during those hours, so they have a little time on both ends to be able to do those things, that, like say in the neighborhoods if they choose to, or other people that are doing it. So.
Yeah, and like you said, you're not in competition with anybody else. You just want it's something you want people to do, and other people want the same thing. You got plenty of time to do it all.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
And now that it's cold, you park, walk into a building. You don't even have to worry about slippery sidewalks and stuff like that. So I think it's awesome.
Rick Stuffelbeam and Christine Trone joining us here this morning. Trunk or Treat, Bethel Baptist Church, tomorrow evening, 6 to 8 for Halloween. Anything else that we need to know that we didn't cover?
Well, one of the things that we did talk about is because of the weather, we say 6 to 8, but once we're set up and we feel that we're able to go, if it's a quarter tell or something, we're going to open the doors if somebody's there to let them on in. We want to be kind to our guests.
Yeah.
And we are. And we have lots of awesome people that will have smiling faces and greet you as you come through.
And so. Parents, if you're a fan of the Jetsons, introduce your kids to them tomorrow night.
First season.
Oh, man, that's really fun. I like that. That'll be really fun. All right, Trunk or Treat tomorrow night, Bethel Baptist Church, 6 to 8 p.m. Candy for the kids and or you as well. And, of course, you can eat there with the hot dogs and have drink, and it doesn't cost you a thing. Keep you warm for a little while, warm and safe, that's for sure. Christine, Rick, thank you so much. Appreciate what you guys are doing, and looking forward to it again tomorrow night.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.